during your last off season when you're trying to get drafted and going through all these workouts and interviews and all that stuff, must be quite a grind this off season to not have any of that stuff. Do you feel fresher maybe heading into camp and all that without having to do all that draft stuff?
Yeah, I feel a lot more fresh. I was just able to focus on football and the things I need to work on in the off season, so it was a great feeling.
Remember on draft night, you were talking about running routes in your backyard, you know, 5, 7 years old and growing up. Is that something you've really been focusing on still? Kind of, obviously, you're trying to get better. Is that an area of focus, and then are there any other areas?
Yeah, I'm always trying to work on my craft and perfect my routes and just make sure I'm still quick. So I'm always running routes.
Mari, it's been 2 weeks now since you got, almost 2 weeks since you reported here. And you and Derek, I know we talked about it a little bit last time you were up here, but you and Derek being roommates, how is that going along? I mean, do you see things kind of translating onto the field now, just being around him more off the field? Is it translating now?
I mean, we have a lot more time together. We have time to talk about things, talk about what we want to accomplish when we come out for practice. We have time to talk about the script, because every practice is scripted, how he wants me to run certain routes. So that's the biggest thing. We have more time to talk about things, I would say.
What's unique about him as a roommate? I mean, is there something, little things? He talked about, you know, the sheets were on the floor one night, even when you slept on the floor, things like that. I know you said you didn't want to get into anything personal, but I mean, did you leave the cap off the toothpaste, the toilet seat up, stuff like that? That's kind of...
Nah, he's a great roommate.
Yeah.
You guys cook together, eat together? See the chef? Are you the chef?
What's that?
You guys cook together, eat together? What's the dinner time like?
You mean the team?
No, with you and Derek.
Do we eat together?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sometimes. Yeah, sometimes we eat together.
Anything more here, guys?
What do you think the potential is of this receiving corps this year?
I mean, I think the sky's the limit. We're out here working, especially against our DBs. They're giving us, you know, some good work out there on the field. So I think we're getting better every day. I think the sky's the limit.
What have you learned about Derek that you didn't know before, that this time has really taught you about him?
I've learned more about, like, his family, his life outside of football, just things like he has, you know, two dogs, learn stuff about his kids. So we talk and communicate on things outside of football.
Are you somebody who tries to lead more by example than instead of a vocal leader? Because, you know, really soft-spoken, obviously, but on the field, is it that way as well?
I mean, I really don't try to vocalize things unless I think it's really important. You know, if I see a player probably making the same mistake, or even a mistake that I used to make or I still make, you know, I try to help them out. But I really try to lead by example.
Thank you.